ladies and gentlemen, I think we're all complete, so the doors are shut and I think we should begin, otherwise we won't get as much.
Oh, thank you very much. Sorry. I think we should begin, otherwise we won't use the opportunity of listening to four excellent speakers, so we want to make the most of this time. I'm Mary Baker. I'm not a distinguished scientist, I'm just a sociologist, but I have a great interest in what these gentlemen are going to speak about, and as I'm sure you will have. It's a great honour to be here in this very beautiful city, and thank you very much to the World Science Forum for involving me in this. It had been my pleasure to be the president of the European Brain Council. And in 2012, we launched the cost document of the brain diseases in Europe. Mm-hmm. We had a very big and very well attended event in the European Parliament. People were packed in to hear this. And we showed that the cost of managing brain diseases in Europe for the year 2011 was 800 billion euros. To put that in context, that is more than is spent on cancer, plus diabetes, plus cardiovascular. It is an enormous amount of money. And of course, it set sort of murmurings across Europe as to whether this health system, the healthcare systems, would be sustainable. But for me, what was really interesting is that there was a pie chart which showed where the costs were being spent. And of course, you would imagine and would know that it would be in the hospitals and on the medicines, no surprises there. And also with social services, district nursing, no surprises there. But you know where the biggest pressure on all of this is? It's on society. It's the families who are sustaining this. And so before we ask these really very eminent speakers, I just wanted to give you a backdrop to Europe, what we're all in, which is our society and how it's going to sustain this. We're in the age of the old, and we should celebrate it. It's an incredible achievement. In my city, 100 years ago, a city of London, a man's expectation of life was just 42 years. It's now 79, and for women, it's even older. And if we go further afield to Japan, a little girl born in Japan today has a 50-50 chance of reaching 100 years of age. What an achievement. We should thank the public health doctors, the clinicians, and the pharmaceutical industry, and we should celebrate it and not moan about it. Peter Pedersen, who's estimated, he's in Denmark, and he estimates that of all the people who've ever been born on planet Earth and who've reached the age of 64, 65, two-thirds of them are on the planet now. It is an incredible, incredible statistic. But you know, whenever mankind takes a big step forward, behind it always seems to come the challenges. Now, the challenges are, fact, the longer we live, there will be more brain diseases. Diseases like Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, stroke. Difficult diseases to manage. And the longer we live, the more diseases we acquire. So once you're over 65, four diseases you acquire. I can speak from experience. And I'm looking at you youngsters in the audience. Make the most of it. Always remember that good health is just an incomplete diagnosis. So make the most of it. So we have big challenges, comorbidity and polypharmacy. They're very difficult to manage. But there's also something else going on in our society, and that's the role of women. 100 years ago, there were terrible wars across Europe. Millions and millions of men were killed. There were not enough men to go round. The women could not find enough men to marry. And those unmarried women those aunts, those cousins, took care of the family when they were ill, because it's always been the role of women to be the carers of the family. Today, we have a falling birth rate right across Europe. We have wonderful career opportunities for women, and the statistics show that we have not got that resource for the caring that we used to have. You know, in the 1920s, a couple already in their 80s had 44 female relatives alive and 14 of them not out to work. Today, we have just couples in their 70s have only got 13 female relatives alive and only 3 of them not going out to work. We have the statistics from the Health Economist, from the London School of Economics. It takes 6 working young people paying taxes to maintain 1 pensioner. Nowhere in Europe are we on that 6-to-1 ratio. The UK is at 3.4, and the big countries of Germany and Italy even lower. Another big, big challenge. Time with our doctors, down to 12 minutes across Europe. 12 minutes to discuss all of these comorbidities, another big challenge. The medicines across Europe, accessibility, very variable. Some countries have got all the medicines and reimbursement, others have the medicines, no reimbursement, and some of the European countries have very little on offer. And then we have the big challenge of the counterfeit medicines. And believe you me, that is growing. There's a lot of money to be made there. So the sort of general background across Europe is quite a challenging one for all of us. And so there's been a lot of murmurings in the European Commission about how we've got to think much more about prevention. And the EBC has had a year of the brain trying to push that forward. We've got 3 pillars to our house of the year of the brain. One is to prevent the preventable. And there are things there that we can prevent, and we've focused really hard on preventing atrial fibrillation stroke. The traumatic brain injuries, we've really tried to do, and particularly with sport and concussion. And then we've really tried to work on the damage that alcohol is doing to the human brain. So prevention. But also, if you can't prevent some of these diseases, you can prevent the rapid deterioration. And I'm thinking here of Alzheimer's and Parkinson's, multiple sclerosis. A lot of those illnesses are livable with early on. It's what they descend into. So these are important things, and of course the third pillar is exactly what we're here for today, is good science. How can our scientists lead us out of this enormous challenge that we're facing in Europe? Well, I've got great expectations of the gentleman that we're going to listen to, and I'd like to start with somebody I've always really admired and enjoy working with, and that is Professor Tamas Freud. If you'd like to come up, Tamas, I don't know how you're going to present, but I think a most distinguished neuroscientist who's going to help us perhaps out of this challenging situation. Over to you, Tamas.